Thank you, Harry. Ladies and gentlemen, dear colleagues, as presented briefly already 2 days ago, I would like to continue where Harry stopped and just to sum up, the Water Convention is becoming more and more interesting to join, is becoming a stronger and stronger player in the global terms in the field of transboundary water cooperation, if not the only one. The spectrum of topics which Water Convention is covering is increasing from program to program, and the trend will continue, obviously. We can expect this. On the other hand, the number of countries, of parties is increasing, and we are very glad of it, because one of the main missions of the Water Convention is to increase the partnership of this platform. On the other hand, as presented, we are faced with the unpredictability of financing of the work of the convention. Therefore, at the last meeting of the parties in 2021, the three targets or three indicators were set, as already briefly presented by Chantal. Let me just shortly repeat the target one. Yes, I will keep it short. Said that and this year at least 50% and by 23 at least 66% of all parties finance the program of work, and unfortunately we are facing decrease of this indicator. The second indicator speaks about that these parties should contribute regularly, and we are happy that the trend is increasing, but still the portion of the parties is too small. And the target three says that 50% by 2030 and 66% of all contributions are unearmarked, and here we are facing the huge increase in the trend. We are happy with. Now, with this very illustrative states of the targets or indicators, we should conclude, as the time now is today is sparse, that obviously in comparison to other other multilateral environmental agreements have a mandatory contribution. So here the Water Convention is an exception, which should not be really a situation to stay with. Therefore, Bureau proposes to prepare a draft decision for adoption by the 10th meeting of the parties, to define the process to develop a proposal for a more predictable and sustainable funding mechanism, including mandatory contributions by establishing an open-ended financing group. So the Bureau proposes to get the mandate to start the process to develop such a proposal. We are aware that this such a proposal is quite a work to do. Is a quite a process, and it can be lengthy. So we do not expect that we would conclude such a proposal or such a process with such or another result in the next half an year. Not at all. We would just like to start discussion to develop a proposal, and for this we need the mandate of the meeting of the 10th meeting of the parties. So we invite you, of course, to support such a courageous decision and to path a brighter, more sustainable way of financing of the Water Convention in next years after the process would end. Thank you.